At the official state government ceremony in the Capitol Rotunda, U.S. Senator Russ Feingold told an audience of about 100 veterans and their families that the nation needs to remember to take care of veterans when they return home.
Especially at this point in our nation's history, we should redouble our efforts to ensure that veterans receive the top quality care that they have more than earned. These are the issues we must keep working on together to show the same dedication to our veterans that they have shown to our nation and to the cause of freedom.
On the shores of Lake Monona, as flags in the shape of peace signs flew overhead, former Madison Police Chief, now Episcopal Minister, Reverend David Cooper, sounded the same challenge. Cooper was the keynote speaker at the Madison Veterans for Peace ceremony.
How will we provide long-term care for those who are injured and maimed in this war? Long-term, not short-term, but long-term care. How is it that we're going to support the families of our military men and women? How will we make sure our military veterans are reintegrated into a more compassionate, more just, and more peaceful society?
The call for better veterans' health care comes at a time when the number of Iraq and Afghan war veterans suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder is on the rise, and the number of veterans from all wars without health insurance is higher than it's been in a decade. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.